420 for loading. In the next few moments, you will take a journey to the world of electronic dance music.
Breaks.
A world where the mind, soul, and body become one.
House, disco house. Trance, hard house.
And a world where the music will set you free and I will take control of your every movement. Now clear to enter the TEW Spin Zone. Spin Zone. The TEW Radio Factor is sponsored by Beatport. Need music? We got music. Beatport Music. The Glow Pro. Need glow for the show? Glow sticks at wholesale prices. Groove tickets. Why wait? Cut in line with GrooveTickets.com. We groove, you groove. Wet Grooves, the number one pool party in the U.S. And around the world, this is the Electronic Workshop, and of course, I am DJ Sky. We're kicking off a new season. This is the third season of the Electronic Workshop, and I'm happy to say that everybody's listening, and we're going to have about 13 episodes this season, and we're going to start today off with one of my favorites, Aaron Simpson. We're going to go with the back-to-back sessions. And Aaron Simpson is out of Washington State. He's in Seattle. Saddle, as I like to call it. A little bit of drum and bass. I haven't had drum and bass on the show in quite a while. So we're going to have him in the mix. Also, we got an interview that I did about a month ago with Enzo. And I apologize for not being on in the last month. But due to the political season and my day job, I've had a lot of stuff that I've had to do on the talk show circuit. Everything's beginning to slow down, at least for me. And I have a couple of views that I will express at the end of the mix. I've gotten a lot of email. As you know, about 2 weeks ago from this show, Barack Obama has elected or has picked his VP. And I have no problems with Barack Obama. I think Barack has a lot of great ideas. I like him. But his VP, we have some issues. And I'll tell you more about that after the interview and after the mix. Also, we have a new sponsor. We are now being sponsored by SkyStock Video Game and Classic Movie Store. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in the upcoming weeks. We've got some stuff coming up. I've got some articles on the blog. I'm also going to be starting another blog that's more political. I am not going to turn the Electronic Workshop into a political show. So even though I may talk politically today, it is not going to be a ongoing deal. It's going to be a separate thing. If you are interested in what's going on with the political race and my views on some of the candidates, I'm starting a new show and a new blog to support that, and I will give you that address. All that and more right here on the Electronic Workshop. But let's get started with Aaron Simpson in the mix. Right here on the Electronic Workshop, the spin starts here.
It's not personal. It's strictly business.
The human genome has been developing for millions of years, constantly evolving into the state it is in today. As we move through the new millennium, a unified voice must be found. A sound that represents all of us. Now, we enter a new stage of human evolution.
now can see it and are not afraid to say it.
was regardless.
They will not answer those who believe in them. Why should they answer one who doesn't?
Come with me.
Thank you.
Aaron Simpson.
From my rise to my downfall, in my afterlife, my spirit surround y'all. Elements, source, seed, words, and soil first. I specialize in the arts, stone dust, fat cap style, concrete wall, plastic canvas, stage made for Broadway. Hallway lights out, channel to echoes, boxed in with toxins. Concept, relax, free oxygen. Stress on my shoulders, drama's in the air. The world's cold, what's at stake? Are we living in hell just to find a better place? Let me know, 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 let me know.
Aaron Simpson.
Forte, Aaron Simpson. He is tearing up the wheels of steel right here on the Electronic Workshop. I am DJ Sky. Coming up after the mix, we've got an interview with Enzo. I'm also going to tell you a little bit about our new sponsor and about the blog. A whole lot more right here on the Electronic Workshop. The spin starts here.
It's not personal. It's strictly business.
Go to myspace.com/DJSCY, the number one. The Electronic Workshop. The Spin. We'll be right back.
Aaron Simpson.
We have DJ Enzo, and he's on the phone. We're going to have him and DJ Spin Kid, part of the Beat Breakers. We're going to have them in the studio probably in the 1st of August. Hey, what's up, Enzo?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much, man. What have you been up to, man?
Man, just keeping busy, grinding, you know. We're me and Spin Kid are still working on the Beat Breaker stuff, you know.
I feel
putting that stuff out. We got a lot of stuff on Sarp, on Beatport, on Breakbeat Online, you know, all the MP3 sites.
Listen to you, man. So y'all kicking it up pretty good. What are y'all producing? What type of music? All types of dance music or hip hop?
What we're focusing on is more the breakbeats. You know, we're still staying true to the breakbeats, but we're you know, we kind of do it's like a Miami bass, more booty shaking stuff, you know.
Oh yes.
So Decline better watch that.
ain't nothing like some booty shaking,
right?
Lots of girls
that.
Where are you and Spin Kid and the crew? Where are y'all spending at these days?
You know, well, we're doing a lot of we've kind of broken into the retail market, so we're doing a lot of that now. Also, you know, we both DJ for Energy Mystique.
All right,
it's like a big Italian clothing label, man. Their clothes are sick.
Really?
They better cut the check for that free promo right there. And I'm actually one of the resident DJs. It's kind of weird to say a resident DJ at the clothing store at Metro Park. So I spend there pretty often.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do they have y'all come in and set up at a store and just throw down?
Well, yeah, at Energy, we actually bring our own equipment.
What?
And, you know, they give us, they pay us in clothes.
Yeah.
But they give us a pretty big budget to get free clothes, yeah.
Oh, hell
so
yeah.
And then at Metro Park, you know, they pay us a flat rate, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always good. And they actually have their own equipment set up in the store.
What?
Which is kind of cool, yeah.
Well, you know, you're going to have to talk to management and see if we can come in and interview them and talk about their clothing line. I'd love to do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sure they'd love that, too.
Yeah, I could bring the equipment up there and just, you know, come up there and see what's going on. I'd love to do that. That's a fat concept, man. Now, how did the whole Scion deal, how did that work? How did you get that worked out?
At the time when Scion first started a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
They were big into the nightlife,
mm-hmm.
club,
mm-hmm.
you know, going after the club kids, you know, for their vehicles, which is made sense, you know, because these kids were, like, tricking the cars out,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of met, you know, they kind of found me. You know, I ran into, he was actually, like, in charge of sales at Scion.
Yeah.
My homeboy Chad, which is a real good friend of mine now. And we've just, ever since then, we've just clicked. You know, we've had the same mindset about stuff, you know. Just working together, different projects. And I pretty much, you know, followed him around because he's been at, he first started at Scion of Richardson, then moved to Scion of Dallas, Scion of Irving, and, you know, now he's at Scion of Louisville. So it's kind of cool because I've been able to travel around.
Yeah.
Doing the stuff for them, too.
Yeah.
He's brought me along with everything that he's done, so... You know, it's been fun. It's been interesting.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad that's working out because I've known a couple of cats that have done some stuff for Scion, but it seems like they do for a while and then it just kind of fades out. But you've been there, as far as I can remember, you've been kicking it with those cats for a while.
Yeah, definitely. We actually have a big event on, I want to say the 20th, I believe,
mm-hmm.
of December, and it's I also can't remember where exactly it's going to be at. I want to say it's in Denton, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's called Race Day. And what they're doing is, it's kind of like they're just going to have, you know, souped-up PCs out there where you can race. You can actually, you know, run a quarter mile.
Wow.
You know, like it's going to be fully, like, safe and everything's going to be set up good. But, you know, they're going to have that. I believe they're hooking up with Steve from Wet Grooves to actually do the party, too. Yeah.
Oh, Steve. You know, that's my boy, though.
Yeah.
There's some people,
you know,
mad at him, but that's my boy. That's my boy. You know, he hooked us up with Christopher Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
And he let us do the luau barbecue thing at the lounge, and I got...
Nice.
All 8 hours of everybody spinning, and they got
wow.
interviews with Bad Boy Bill, George Acosta, Scooter LaVell, got interviews with all of them. You know, when I set that deal up, I thought, well, you know, he'll probably put us on the inside somewhere. No, he put us on the main stage, man. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
And Leo was like, are you sure you have permission to do this? I'm like, Leo, it's all good. But he did. I was standing right there on the stage with these cats, and they patched me in through the main board, and that was it. So... I have much love for Steve. So, you know what? Send me some information on that for sure, because I'd like to, you know, come down and hang out and maybe get some interviews and act a fool myself.
Most definitely, man. Definitely. I'll keep you in the loop.
All right. Maybe I can get the Cavalier out there. Well, tell me about your clothing line. I've noticed you've started a clothing line.
Yeah, it's a Lavish Travesty. It's going slow, but it's going good.
That's good.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of doing everything in-house, me and ThinkHood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also have the Beat Breakers, which is kind of just like self-name label, you know, kind of promote the music, kind of promote us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, have like really sick designs, you know?
I hear you. I hear you.
That's actually going to launch, you're hearing it first. You're the first one to hear this. We're actually... going to release the site, the label, the whole nine. We're having a big party. It's going to be the end of the month, actually, like August 1st. It's on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be at Glow. And, you know, we're just going to have the whole night. We're going to have our clothes out there to sell. We're going to have stuff to give away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll definitely have some models there for sure. Or mm-hmm. you know, eye candy.
Mm.
So it's going good, man. It's taking a while because, you know, like I said, we're doing everything ourselves.
Absolutely.
We don't have to worry about waiting on anybody.
There you go.
You know, we get stuff.
There you
get
go.
Stuff done the way we want it, when we want it. So.
There you go. That's the best way. Much love to you and Spink here. Definitely. Definitely. And definitely send me some info because I'll drop out there.
Yeah,
I have
definitely.
To come out there
definitely.
And check that out.
Definitely. You know we got your VIP waiting for you.
Okay. I will definitely show up. Like I said, it's been, man, I just get beat up. I just, you know, I didn't know working in radio full time was going to kick my ass. Still ain't making no money.
So. Ain't that the way it goes? You work our ass off and don't make no money, right?
Sure ain't, man. I got to figure something out. You know, I'm me and Jester, we've kicked around starting a label, and so we're in the midst of that. I think he wants to do more hip-hop. I want to do more of electro, house,
right.
Maybe some trance. So I'm still new. Don't worry about it. It'll take me 2 years before I master that. I'm just mastering the radio now. So what else you got going on, man?
Really, man, that's pretty much it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much occupies most of my time, you know. If it's not music or spinning out, it's working on the label, working on design, working the 9-to-5, you know, so it's never ending.
I hear you. Definitely, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Well, you got any websites? Definitely give those out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, the MySpace, you know, mm-hmm. myspace.com/DJ Enzo, I-N-Z-O.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually just started a blog, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, just recently. It's still fresh, you know, but working the kinks out, but it's still there. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually Lavis Travesty.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and spell that out because a lot of people get that confused.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's LavisHTravesty.
Mm-hmm.
That's .blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there it's we're kind of with that. My whole focus with that is to get people away from MySpace.
Yeah,
because there's still a lot of people that don't have MySpace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just good to have another outlet besides MySpace to get get access to the info that you want to get out to the people. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I started a blog. I want to say September and November. And I take, you know, I go out there and scour for new EDM and DJ news from around the world.
Yeah.
If I find something really interesting, I post it up there. Sometimes I give my own commentary about this and that. And
yeah.
I noticed when I was looking at your blog, some I got some ideas. Ain't gonna lie, because I try to want to expand it. So,
right.
But, yeah, I don't spend very much time on MySpace. Because like you said, there's a lot of people that aren't on MySpace.
Right.
And as you know, if you've looked at mine recently, it takes years to load up. But I like that layout.
Yeah,
so
I refuse
to let that layout go. So, but man, it sounds like y'all are just kicking some serious ass, man. Much
yeah,
love.
Yeah, man, we're trying to, man. We're trying to make it happen, you know?
I feel you. Much love, man. I'm glad some old radio buddies are keeping it real, man. You
definitely,
know?
Man. And I've been keeping up with the show, too, and, you know, you're... That was kind of a long way, man, and I'm glad you're sticking with it.
Well, thank you. All right, man. It's been good talking to you.
Hey, likewise, man. Likewise. Always a pleasure.
Well, there you go, DJ Enzo. I need to get in contact with him. They've got some stuff coming up, and kind of want to get the electronic workshop involved. Also, I may be spinning at a venue here in Dallas, and I will let you know more about that. I've been asked to kind of fill in on some stuff here in the next couple of weeks, so I'll let you know about that. Remember, the blog, djsky.blogspot.com. That's djsky.blogspot.com. blogspot.com. Check out what's going on. There's a link to the store. We got a new sponsor, which is Skystock Video Gaming and Classic Movie Store. They're going to be opening up here in a couple of weeks, and they are one of our biggest sponsors. Believe me, they're one of our biggest sponsors. So if you like video games and you're looking for a video game, they're going to have a lot of selection. Also, they're going to have a lot of old school movies, like, some just old school 30s, 70s. They've got a lot of DVDs, so you want to check that out if you're into that thing. They're going to be expanding their inventory into newer movies as we go along, but they are our biggest sponsor. I want to welcome them. Groove Tickets, don't forget, we still have Groove Tickets as a sponsor, and I'm going to have more of a Groove Tickets report every week on the blog. So if you're looking for an event and you want to get tickets, you can go right there to the blog, click in, and I'll have the top 10 events every week. Now, for my political statement, I have gotten beat up, yelled at, emailed, kicked to the curb, yelled at, cussed out, everything you can think of, because I am not supporting Barack Obama. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you why I'm not supporting Barack Obama. And for those of you that are not into political subjects, you might want to turn off or you might want to listen. I have no problem with Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama is a very articulate, very cool dude. I like some of the stuff that he's done. I don't care about his associations with whoever. That's none of my business, as we say in the business. That's none of my business. I think he does have enough experience, because always remember, it's not how experienced you are, it's how well you can lead. And I think Barack Obama is a good leader. Now, with that being said, Senator Biden, this is a message straight for you. Anybody that lives in the U.S. remembers the Anti-Rave Act that was done in 2003. Well, my friends, Senator Biden is the author and the reason why the Anti-Rave Act exists today. He snuck this on to the Amber Alert bill 2 days before the bill was supposed to be passed. A lot of people have said to me, well, aren't you a little old for dance music? First of all, I don't think you ever get too old to love dance music. I don't hear anybody saying people are too old for hip hop. I don't hear anybody saying people are too old for country. I love dance music. I love doing this show about dance music, and I love raves. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that there shouldn't have been anything done about some of the situations in the rave community, but I think that the rave community should have had or should have been heard and worked with Congress and everybody else to fix the problem, not have Senator Biden come up with what he thinks should happen. The point of the exercise and the reason why I will not back Barack Obama is I've heard nothing but about change. I've heard about change. I've heard about new beginnings. I've heard about all of this stuff. We're not the same as the Republicans, all this stuff. But then you go and you put a man that's been in the Senate for over 13 years that has pulled underhanded, sneaky, unresponsible acts of switching and implementing legislation on bills that you know that will not fail, nor did it get a vote. And therefore, the Anti-Rave Act is now law. That was done unjust. I think that it took liberties and freedoms away from people that are in the dance community and in the dance industry. As a promoter myself, I will tell you, every show that I have promoted, I have never sold drugs at, never wanted to sell drugs at, never thought of selling drugs at. And anybody that knows anything about putting on a rave, as they call, I like to call them concerts, because that's basically what they are. It gives a chance for a Tiesto or a Paul Okafor to come out and express their music and to people that enjoy their music. That is all a rave is. I don't know where everybody got this thing that, oh, when you go to raves, you take drugs. I can go to any concert in America right now and see people smoking pot, popping pills, all kinds of stuff. That's not because the promoter is selling it to them. So I want to be respected, and I want the dance community to be respected. Don't outlaw something that you don't understand. Get with the people and try to figure out a better way. And like I said, I'm not against doing something about the situation. I think the situation was handled poorly. Like I said, the problem with Biden is this man has already showed me not once, but twice, because he also plagiarized some stuff back a few years ago. And I'm going to have more information about all this and more on my blog, on the political blog. Like I said, after today, this will be the last political statement I will ever make on this show. The only reason why I'm making this political statement on this show is because this show is all about dance music. And Senator Biden does not like dance music. He has done what he could to stop dance music without consideration of meeting with the industry leaders and trying to figure out a better way. That's why you do not have big festivals, raves, and whatever you want to call them. That's why you don't have them anymore. That's why you don't see a lot of people. We're lucky in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that we have a Lizard Lounge where we can see the Tiestos, the Paul Van Dykes, the Defuses, the DJ Irene's, Sasha and Digweed. We're lucky, but there's a lot of places that will not allow stuff like that. And I've got a link on my blog to the Anti-Rave Act. If you want to see exactly what Biden has done, go there. All I'm saying to everybody is, don't be fooled by the message of change, because this guy is dirty, he's underhanded, and he will take your liberties away. I'm all about freedom. I'm all about freedom of expression, freedom of what you like to do in your personal business, freedom of what you do in your home, freedom to listen to the music that you want to, freedom to make mistakes if should you decide that you want to take drugs. I'm not an advocate for drug taking, but I think if you are that stupid, you should be free to make mistakes. I think freedom, that's what America is all about. It's all about having freedoms. And when you tell me that if I have a concert and if someone has a glow stick or a pacifier or a bottle of water, that gives the police the cause to come into my concert, which I invite. When I was throwing concerts, I invited police officers to come in. Come in, see what we're doing. I have no problem with law enforcement coming, hanging out, going. I like that, and I'll tell you why. Because it keeps all the riffraff out. But at the same time, I don't like the fact that if someone's there with ecstasy, I'm the one that could end up in jail because it's my event, or the person that manages the venue goes to jail because they manage the venue. How am I supposed to keep drugs out? I can't search people. I can't strip search anybody. So what are you telling me? What are my options? That's what Senator Biden has done. That's what Senator Biden will do. The change that's coming has nothing to do with change. It's all the same. When I see change, change to me means we're going to have change. I want somebody fresh. That was the whole appeal to Barack Obama for me. It was somebody that wasn't a good old boy. He wasn't in all this, all the corporate wrangling. His record was a little iffy on some of the stuff, but he was fresh air. Then he goes and picks Biden. I would have voted for him if he had picked Clinton. And I'm not a Clinton supporter, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let someone like Senator Biden ruin my country. Because I'm telling you, this guy is sneaky, dirty, underhanded politics. And that's what's wrong with the political system today. We got too many of these guys back in the back rooms making deals and shady underhanded. And that's why I cannot and will not, and furthermore, hope that anybody that hears this show that really cares about freedom will not vote for Barack Obama. This is my statement and my statement alone. If you don't like it, I apologize. This ain't personal. This is business. Now that I've had my time, now that I've had my say, like I said, that this is the one and only show that you would ever hear me rant and rave about a political situation on the show. I think I've rambled on a little too long, so we're going to wrap things up. Next week, we'll have an episode. Oh, I wanted to let everybody know, thank you. Yay! I want to let everybody and thank everybody. This is the third year that the Electronic Workshop has been in existence. I have well over 200 shows under my belt, and we're still counting. And I've got a lot of great new mixes coming up. All kinds of styles. If you're a DJ and you want to get you and you want to be heard, all you need to do is drop me an email at tew@skyhighmedia.com. That's skyhighmedia.com. Drop me a line there, or you can go to the blog, leave me a comment on the blog, or you can go to my MySpace, which is myspace.com/DJSCY1. Go there, add me on as a friend. But the show is growing. We are all over the world, and we've talked to some of the biggest DJs in the business, and we'll continue to talk to some of the biggest DJs in the business. As always, I bid you goodwill. This is the Electronic Workshop. I am DJ Sky, and remember, the spin starts here.